please your grace, the prologue is addressed. Let him approach.
Do 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 do.
If we offend, it is with our goodwill. That you should think we come not to offend, but with goodwill. To show our simple skill, that is the true beginning of our end. Consider then, we come but in despite. We do not come as minding to content you, our true intent is. All for your delight we are not here. That you should repent, hear you, the actors are at hand. And by their show you shall know all that you are like to know.
This fellow does not stand upon points. He hath
read his prologue like a rough colt. He knows not the stop. A good moral, my lord. It is not enough to speak, but to speak true.
Indeed, he hath played upon his prologue like a charnel in a corner, a sound, nothing government.
His speech was like a tangled chain, nothing impaired, but all disordered. And who is next?
Enter a trumpeter before them. Bottom as Pyramus, flute as Thisbe, snout as Wall, starveling as Moonshine, and snug as Lion.
Gentles! Perchance you wonder at this show, but wonder on till truth makes all things plain. This man is Pyramus. If you would know, this beauteous lady, Thisbe is certain. This man with line and rough cast doth present Wall. That vile Wall which did these lovers sunder, and through Wall's chink, poor souls, they are content to whisper. At the which let no man wonder. This man with lantern, dog, and bush of thorn presenteth Moonshine. For if you will know, by moonshine did these lovers think no scorn to meet at Ninus' tomb, there to woo. This grisly beast, which Lion hight by name, the trusty Thisbe coming first by night, did scare away, or rather, did affright. And as she fled, her mantle she did fall, which Lion, vile with bloody mouth, did say. Anon comes Pyramus, sweet youth and tall, and finds his trusty Thisbe's mantle slain. Whereat with blade, with bloody blameful blade, he bravely broached his boiling bloody breast. And Thisbe, tallying in mulberry's shade, his dagger drew and died. Well, for all the west, let Lion, Moonshine, Wall, and lovers twain at large discourse, while here they do remain.
Exit Quince, bottom flute, snug, and starling.
Lion, you speak.
No wonder my lord one lion may bring many asses to.
In this same interlude, it doth the wall. But I, when snug by name, prevent a wall. And such a wall as I would have you think, that had in it a cranny hole or chink, through which the lovers Pyramus and Thisbe did whisper often, very secretly. This loan, this rock pass, this stony doth show that I am that same war. The truth is so. And this the cranny is, right and sinister, through which the fearful lovers are to whisper.
Would you desire the lion and her to speak better?
Is this the wittiest partition that ever I've heard before?
Shh! Pyramus pure is near the wall. Science.
I fear My Thisbe's promise is forgot, and thou, O wall, O sweet and lovely wall, that stands between her father's ground and mine, thou wall, O wall, O sweet and lovely wall, show me thy chink to blink through with mine. Thanks, courteous wall. Jove shield thee well for this. But what see I? No, Thisbe do I see, O wicked wall, through whom I see no bliss. Curse me thy stones for thus deceiving me.
Is it?
he should have worn the horns on his head.
Crescent and his horns are invisible within the circumference. This lantern doth the horned moon present, myself the man, by the moon do seem to be.
This is the greatest error of all rest. The man should be put into the lantern. How else is the man in the moon?
It has not come before the candle, for you see it is already inside.
They were weary of this moon. What did he not change?
It appears by a small light of discretion that he is in but yet, in courtesy, in all reason, we must stay the time.
Proceed, moon.
All that I have to say is to tell you that the lantern is the moon. I, the man, in the moon, this thorn bush by my thorn bush, and this dog. My dog.
Why, all these should be in the lantern, for all these are in the moon. Oh, the sun that seems this be.
This is all Ninny's tomb.
Nice!
Oh, where is my love?
Oh, Gord.
Well, Gord Lion.
Well, aren't they?
Well, John Moon. The moon shines with a good face.
Well, that's the lion.
Oh, I make you a pyramid.
And so the lion vanished.
Sweet moon, I thank thee for my sunny beams. I thank thee, moon, for shining now so bright. For by thy gracious golden glittering beams, I trust to take of truest this beside. But stay. Oh, spite, but mark, poor knight, what dreadful dole is here! Eyes, do you see? Oh, can it be? Oh, dainty duck!
Oh, dear.
Thy mantle good, what stained with blood approaching your is found? Oh, fates, come, cut thread and thrum, quail, crush, conclude, and...
This passion and the death of a dear friend would go near to make a man look slightly sad.
Sure, my heart, but I pity the man.
Oh, wherefore, nature, didst thou lion's frame, since lion vile hath here devoured my dear?
Devoured.
Which is, no, which was the fairest name that lived, the love that light, that looked with cheer, come tears, confound, out sword and wounds the path of Pyramus. I, that left path where heart doth hop, thus die I, thus, now I am dead. Now I am dead. My soul is in the sky. Time, loose thy light. Moon, take thy flight. Let me get off the stage. Now I
a lovely one for such a pyramus. I hope she will leave.
A moment will Pyramus, which Thisbe is the better? He for a man, God warrant us. She for a woman, God bless us.
And she is fighting already with those sweet girls.
And does she mean to visit the guest?
Oh, asleep, my love? What? Dead, my love? Oh, God. Oh, Pyramus, arise. Speak, speak. Quite dumb. Dead? Dead? A tomb must cover thy sweet eyes, these lily lips, this cherry nose, these yellow cowslip cheeks are gone, are gone. Lovers, make moan. His eyes were green as leeks. Oh, sisters three, come, come to me with hands as pale as milk. Lay them in gore, since you have shore, with shears his thread of silk. Tongue, not a word. Come, trusty sword, come, blade, my breast imbure. Oh, farewell, friends, thus Thisbe ends. Adieu, adieu, adieu.
Now moves our lion.